Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 24th day of July already. I can't believe it. It's 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 76 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 88 degrees today for the climate basin. Boy, has it been hot the last few days. Whew, mercy. And, you know, all I got to do is think back to that freezing ass, like, January, and I can take the heat. Really, I can. Well, let's see what the beginning outrage for the week shall be. Tennessee County inmates get reduced jail time for getting a vasectomy. Really? Well, we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Tennessee County inmates get reduced jail time for getting a vasectomy. This is from CNN. It was sent in by Joe from Mass Private Eye for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And I know there's a lot of people that are going to say, well, yeah, they're getting, you know, them damn niggers and the dopers and shit. But you got to remember, they're talking about needing to repopulate this country because we don't have enough of our own people. And, you know, they've told us, you know, back in the 70s and the 80s, don't have no more children, man. You're killing the planet. You guys quit. But then you're going to take on these hordes, these third world hordes, and bring yourself down into savagery. And that's what we're seeing all around us. I mean, and not to mention the legal implications here. Let's look at it. Yes, you read that right. Inmates in White County, Tennessee, can shave 30 days off their sentence, off their jail sentence, if they undergo an elective birth control procedure. Is this where the guy? I mean, you talk about the government getting down into your private life. Can you get any more private than this? Are they right there in your goddamn bedroom now? And it's okay because it's happening to them other people, them damn jailbirds. They let this dog lie, and pretty soon in 20 years, there'll be no choice in it. It'll be automatic. They have this kind of authority, just like the Chinese government, to tell you how many children you can have. You know, drown the little girls at birth, whatever they see fit for your private life. Both male and female inmates can volunteer for the new program. Women receive a Nexplanon implant in their arm, which provides up to 3 years of continuous birth control. Men undergo a vasectomy. I think that's the end of it. I think they can reverse those, but god damn, you're talking a medical procedure. The procedures are free and conducted by the Tennessee Department of Health. General Sessions Judge Sam Benefield signed a standing order on May 15th enforcing the program. I hope to encourage them to take personal responsibility and give them a chance when they do get out, not to be burdened with children. Is that what you've decided, Overlord Class? I mean, this is bad, people. I mean, they're going to direct it at the people that, you know, like the jailbirds, like I said, dopers and what might have you. But they're setting a precedence here. If a court can tell one of them that they got to have a vasectomy, they can do it to you or I. It's setting a precedence, plain and simple. Oh, where were you? Vasectomy conducted. Okay, General Sessions, Judge Sam Renner signed the standing order. I hope to encourage them to take personal responsibility and give them a chance when they do get out not to be burdened with children, Benningfield told CNN affiliate WTVF. This gives them a chance to get on their feet and make something of themselves. And boy, we need you to control our lives from the cradle to the frickin' grave, don't we? Because you're so much smarter than us. That's why you've been elevated, because of your intelligence. Or could it be because of your duplicity? Because of your adherence to totalitarianism? Boy, I mean, there's that son of a bitch, that man with the dress on. He should be able to decide who has a kid and who doesn't. Since the program started, 32 women and 38 men have volunteered. I mean, Jesus, I guess maybe these people do not need to reproduce. If you would volunteer for this shit to get 30 days off your sentence, the men are currently waiting to have the vasectomies performed. I understand it won't be entirely successful, but if you reach two or three people, maybe that's two or three kids not being born under the influence of drugs. And boy, just have a good enough reason. We've talked about it before, you know, going into the inner city, finding an apartment for little children, playing in their own feces, and, you know, living like animals. And then you make some laws because, my goodness, there's a problem there. And as soon as you get that authority on the books, you take it out into rural America and start taking the children away from decent homes so you can give them to your pedophile buddies. How much control should they have over our lives, people? I mean, this government that isn't supposed to have any control over our lives, that we're not even supposed to know about, supposed to be pinned up in a 10-mile square facility known as Washington, D.C., the Citadel, I think is what John used to call it. Not everyone is enthusiastic about the idea, really. District Attorney Bryant Dunaway and the ACLU are speaking against the ethics and legality of it. I think it would be speaking to. Those decisions are personal in nature, and I think that's just something the court system should not encourage or mandate, Dunaway told WTFV. And, I mean, you think about it, if you really... I mean, not looking at it from the viewpoint of somebody standing over there I think them people should be stopped from having kids. You know, one of the sellouts, one of the ones that really shouldn't have reproduced, one of the bad genes in the gene pool, because they're so smart, you know, like George from Texas. They'll tell you when to vote, who to vote for, and which path to tyranny to follow. Dunaway has instructed his staff not to make any arrangements involving the birth control program. offering a so-called choice between jail time and coerced contraception or sterilization is unconstitutional. Do you think? Do you really think so? The whole goddamn court system is completely unconstitutional if you're going to leave the Bill of Rights in there, that is. But you think, said Hedy Weinberg, ACLU Tennessee Executive Director, in a statement. Judges pay an Judges play an important role in our community. Overseeing individuals' childbearing capacity should not be a part of that role. Well, the government's got to be right in there, from the cradle to the grave. I mean, you're going to be the time, you know, they'll keep using their incrementalism. Pretty soon you'll have to go sit down as a young couple and talk it over with the state agent. You know, this just voluntary at first, don't you know, just like this shit. And then, you know, by the time my grandchildren are my age, it'll be to the point to where you have to have permission from the state to have a child. And only male childs, or maybe just only females, or maybe it has to be a transgender child, or we just can't do it. I'm sorry. You have to have transgender freaks, or we can't have nothing to do with you. And we won't give you permission. Anyways, disgusting, pathetic. Par for the course. U.S. oil industry pushes back against Buy American policy from Bloomberg. Say it ain't so. Donald Trump's allies in the oil industry are warning the president that his bid to boost U.S. steelmakers could backfire against their efforts to achieve his goal of American energy dominance. And what that means is export of energy dominance. To be the number one exporter of your raw materials out of this country to be manufactured by slave labor in another country. The intense lobbying effort comes as the Commerce Department faces a Sunday deadline to give the president a plan to require oil and gas pipelines use American-made steel, an idea Trump embraced in the initial days of his presidency. While the U.S. has imposed, quote, Buy American rules on government purchases for decades, it would, and you know that's bullshit too, I think it's like 63% is, I mean, they have passed a goddamn law that like over half of it has to go out of the country. This is the deliberate destruction of our country. And just because you got some of the elitist, the robber barons, you know, oh, you're going to get a bigger pile of the coin than I am from this theft. And so they start going at each other, which is no surprise. They're greedy. Hey, any person who has billions of dollars and just cannot stop. They have to have more. You have to ask yourself what's wrong with their mind. I mean, they are psychologically impaired. It is a sickness, just like kleptomania. Let's see here. Has imposed Buy American rules on government purchases for decades. It would be unprecedented to force those obligations on privately funded commercial projects. And I love the way they threw this little privately funded commercial projects from another country. From another country. Because most of these are international. I mean, if you break them down to who actually owns them, it comes back to thong, ding, thong, the Chinese. The Chinese always, when you, any of the big gas companies, you start looking into who actually owns the stock in them. And you'll get down and you'll see it's China, China, China. And they want to use Chinese steel just like they use Chinese steel on the Golden Gate Bridge. Because they want slave labor, because they want bigger profits, because that son of a bitch that has $1 billion wants another shekel on the top of the pile. Period. The blueprint from Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, oh man, Mr. Rothschilds, will set the stage for further protests from the oil industry, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And you see what we're looking at here, these steel industry, and they're going back and forth because they're the only ones being affected by this Trump thing, aren't they? Remember how he's going to, you forgotten people out there? Oh, he was talking to the steel moguls and the oil moguls. You forgotten people, you know, the forgotten people, forgotten by the international communists, now to be brought in front and center. You don't hear about, Joe the plumber, you know, his plight and how his wages went up and how he's living such a better life and how Trump's helped him because it was never intended that way. This is the Republican platform we told you about. And now when you're talking about, you know, what's going on with inside that occupational government, there's good fine back and forth about who they're going to help, and it sure ain't us. And like I said, you go to the steel industry, you'll find the same thing. You break it down, you look and see who owns it, and you'll come down to dong, 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 China. Wilbur Ross, Mr. Rothschilds. Ross will set the stage for the protest for further protests from the oil industry, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and developers, including Williams Companies Incorporated and Energy Transfer Partners. You'll break them down. See who owns those. Who owns the stock? A core feature of the United States free enterprise system. I love this, and they threw this. I mean, this is when I wanted to throw the article, but I had to bring it up here and read it to you so I could voice my outrage. Free enterprise system, my ass. My backside ass. Is that private businesses should be free to make purchasing decisions on their own. Well, it's a Canadian companies. They're owned by foreigners. And, you know, actually, the whole deal was, I mean, you know, that's why they base here. We've talked about it before. You have these international conglomerates basing here because, you know, they get the resources for nothing. If they just start a business, we talked about it, what, $200 for gold, for all the gold you can dig out, all the copper you can dig out. We've talked about how we're being ripped off on our raw resources. And to hear you do, we should be, it's because it's free enterprise. It's fucking not free enterprise. It is vulture capitalism. It is the ugliest form of capitalism to ever exist on this goddamn earth. It is usury. Period. Free and throw it up. I mean, this is just like the goddamn Bill of Rights. Here we go. Maybe this could get us another billion. Oh, we'll throw that free enterprise thing in there. Free enterprise, my ass. Free enterprise is not having to go buy permissions to do it. Free enterprise is not paying taxes on what you make as an individual, not as a corporation. That is not free enterprise. Free enterprise is not a currency controlled by internationals, by the way, that is running a debt dollar where you never own anything, not even your own business. Free enterprise system is that, quote, private businesses should be free to make purchasing decisions on their own. The Chamber of Commerce, purchasing decisions on federal contracts. I mean, this has gone full circle, people. When they started talking about the government actually contracting out for work, man, well, goddamn, you're going to follow all the goddamn rules, aren't you? You're going to make sure that, of course, American Steel, that wouldn't even have been a question about it, would there? No, we're going to a new thing here. We're going with this goddamn grants. We're putting grants out. We've completely dismissed the notion of a Congress controlling the currency in this country. So we've went to this grant system where we make grants and people get contracts, and hell, they can do it anyway. They can bring goddamn Chinese in here to do the labor, building the son of a bitch. They sure as hell brought steel from China to over here to work on the Golden Gate Bridge, and I'm sure they had Chinese people doing it. This is internationalism. How dare them even, the words free enterprise. You sorry sons of bitches, man. You think we can't see through this? The Chamber of Commerce, the biggest spending business lobby in Washington, said in its comments. This is what they're saying. The Chamber of Commerce, I mean, this is looking out for our interests, letting them bring in foreign steel. I mean, they've wiped out our goddamn industry. And now, you know, Trump is a son of a bitch, and he knows that none of this is going to fly. But it makes good slogans and stuff, because it's got to work towards that next election, because he sure as hell didn't deliver on getting the goddamn foreigners out of here so people could, you know, have something in this country again, did he? I don't see no goddamn wall, and I don't hear no notion of it. I did see him, you know, backing DACA, backing the recolonization of America. So he's got to throw something like this, and they got to say that word, like free enterprise, like it even exists in this goddamn country anymore outside of the black market. If you're doing free enterprise in this country right now, you're breaking the goddamn laws of the goddamn occupation, don't you know? You're running a tax-free enterprise within your own self. And of course, they have no right to tax your income made from your own sweat and blood, you know, but hey, man, that's just not cool with them. They pass laws saying that you do. And even if you don't, they'll come knocking on your door, and they'll bring a SWAT team. They'll kick your frickin' door down. They'll rape your dog, shoot your wife, and kill you. The effort illustrates how Trump's America First agenda pits his allies against one another. And who are his allies? Isn't the American people. It's like George said, his base is eroded. Yeah, the retards have realized they've been retarded again. And now they're kind of looking down and sheepish and looking down at their feet and stuff like, well, maybe he is a son of a bitch in one world. Or we never would have guessed at him being a billionaire and owning properties all around the world. We'd have never guessed it. because he was just like us just last week. I swear he was. His allies one against another, and in underscores the challenges of fulfilling the president's protectionist stance, as with Trump's promise to restrict immigration from Muslim-majority nations, rework former President Obama's health care law, and overhaul the tax code. I mean, ching, ching, ching if you're a billionaire, okay? That's all the hell I'll say about that. The reality of the implementing this idea has been more difficult than the president initially posed, I guess is what it says. Posted, that's what it says. I forgot he's a goddamn, he plays on the computer there. He's a child on the computer. Trump kicked off the pipeline-focused effort during his fourth day in office, issuing a presidential memorandum compelling the Commerce Department to determine how to require American material in all retrofitted, repaired, or expanded U.S. pipelines to the extent permitted by law. Oh, see, boy, I love that. You give them, what you're doing is saying that once you decide that they have the authority to say what can go in it, they can say what can't too. They could turn around and say, no U.S. steel tomorrow. And if you're going to accept that as law, I guess you got to take the adverse, don't ya? Under Trump's directive, iron and steel only qualifies as American-made if it is fully produced in the United States from its initial melting, which would be smelting, to later applications of coatings. The idea originated when union leaders suggested it during a meeting with the president, because that's who he was talking about, those forgotten people out there. You know, the union leaders who fly around in private jets. That's what, I mean, and see how you retards are. He's talking to me. I'm forgotten. God knows I'm forgotten. He's talking to me. He's going to make my life better. You fucking fools. Let's see. Union leaders suggested it during a meeting with the president. Trump ordered an aide to make it happen, sending advisors scrambling to draw up the directives before it was assigned the next day. You guys want to bet? I got that big shiny nickel. I saved that son of a bitch. I've yet to lose it. You know, because I got to lose a bet to lose my shiny nickel. I'm a betting that there's going to be exceptions. You see, this is how, you know, they talk about it when the communists did it in the adverse as picking winners and losers. Well, I guess that some companies, I mean, if you greased the Trumps properly, if you rubbed his butt up right, well, your company's going to get, there's going to be exemptions is what I'm getting at here, people. And, you know, the exemptions are going to be peddled. Like all the rest of the whore authority in this goddamn country, they'll be peddled. And then you can choose, well, this one here, he licked Trump's butt clean. He's going to get the exemption, and you're not. And they will pick winners and losers just like they have all over the world. This is international Zionism. I know that Zionism might not be the word. But then, you know, you got to play that game where you come around to the talking about them being a Zionist, you know, being secular. I mentioned that on Dave's program, I think, on Friday, about the religious thing. They are religious. I want to make that clear. These people are Satanists. I've read their text. They are Satanists. And Albert Pike and Aleister Crowley are their prophets. And do what thou will and crush who thou will. I mean, it's all for you and F the other guy. There ain't no goddamn country known as the United States. It's all just one big whore pot. Dip in and get all you can before the next guy does. That's what this goddamn country is. And that's what this goddamn world has become. Separately, the Trump administration is investigating whether foreign steel threatens U.S. national security. A probe that could lead to tariffs or quotas on these imports. Again, it will be selective enforcement, and it'll be who greases who. I mean, this is just a mob operation. That's all in the hell you've had since Kennedy, you know, when the mob come in and snuff Kennedy out. That's what you've had. It's just a straight-up mob operation, and just another part of it to extort monies to operate a business. It ain't no different. If, you know, pay me some protection money, and maybe your business won't blow up this week. Somebody won't plant a bomb in there, right, Big Lou? That's right. While pipeline developers have praised Trump's approval of projects and stalled under Obama, including TransCanada Corp, because here's one of them, what they're talking about, they have rights to free enterprise in your country. TransCanada Corp, you see what I'm saying? Keystone XL and Energy Transfer, Dakota Access. Now you go to every one of them. I guarantee you, when you get about through the second layer, it'll be dong, dong, dow, who owns it? Transfers Dakota Access. They warn American-made requirements could undercut that progress. More than three-quarters of pipe used in oil and gas projects begins as imported steel, and this is what kills your country, according to one industry. How did we get to that point? We were the first ones to, you know, to really mass produce the steel and make shit. How did we get to that point, people? How did we get to the point to where three-quarters of it is steel coming in from out of the country, where they take our raw materials out of the ground for $257 a year, put them on a goddamn transport ship, take them over to China, manufacture it, smelt it down, manufacture it in steel, and bring it back here and sell it to us? What do you think about that, people? Three-quarters, hey, man, we have, this is just how it is, a fait accompli, so you might as well give up on this freaking country, okay? Because it just ain't going to fly. Fewer new pipeline projects would run counter to the Trump administration's goal of expanding U.S. energy production and infrastructure to support the economy. Oh, that's what we see. We got to support this economy by letting them take more of our raw resources for nothing. And that's goddamn what we're talking. They want the oil for nothing, too. They want all the oil. That's what this pipeline shit's about. They want to pump that our crude oil down to the coast, take it out of this country, just like they have the iron and the steel to be produced over in another country, so that they can bring it back here and sell it to us for, well, our raw resources, some more of them. I mean, this is how you take all the resources of a country, I suppose. And that's how you get that next shekel up on that goddamn mountain, clear up to where it's snowing on it, right in the middle of July, in the middle of a desert. That's how tall their pile of gold is. Anyways, guys, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We will be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat. Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueNutritionNow.com. That's TrueNutritionNow.com. Then call 520-829-1133. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by July 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is July 31st.
Da Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
What's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea, a loner. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer, though I yelled aloud, he refused to hear. It became too clear. So it went as we put out. I was left in constant doubt. Everything I asked about seemed private. The captain strolled the bridge one night. I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be alright to join him. Well, he stood there like some idol. And he listened like some temple, and then he turned away. All along the faithful coast, we moved silent like a ghost, a timeless sea of tireless host possessed us. Wind came building from the cold northwest, and soon the waves began to crest, crashing across the forward deck, all hands lost. I alone survived the sinking. I alone possessed the tools. That ship of fools. Ship of fools. On that ship of fools. That ship of
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. Ship of Fools with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. We listened to there at the break. A drawing for From the Trenches. Mary Flea, Norm, and Jalapeno are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Mary has provided four prizes. The first drawing will be for a pair of Midland Talker two-way radios. The second drawing from our sponsor, Doom and Bloom, will be for the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a Luminade solar lantern. The third drawing will be for Curing the Incurable by Thomas E. Levy, and Only by Blood and Suffering by Lavoie Finicum. The fourth drawing, also from our sponsor, Doom and Bloom, will be for the Survival Medicine Handbook by Joseph and Amy Alton and a SWAT T tourniquet. Flea has provided a sun oven for the fifth drawing. You guys need to step up, man. We're not seeing the donations we should get. This is an awesome goddamn prize package. Norm has provided a set of M1 Grand Receiver blueprints, as shown, rolled in two before the sixth drawing. Jalapeno has provided three prizes. The seventh drawing will be for a new Fulton MX-991-U or slash U Anglehead flashlight military issue. The eighth drawing will be for two new Alice LC-1 first aid compass pouches. The ninth drawing will be for 6P-38 can openers. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held this Friday, July 28, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Mary, Flea, Norm, Jalapeno for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And we'll just clear this one out, you know. Trump and the woes of the industry is not, I mean, at least they can even get in the conversation of what they want. I mean, the people have completely been dismissed in this country. And I mean, that's what I guess the retards can't see is when they're talking about you forgotten guy out there. They're not talking to you. They don't even know you exist. You are slaves. I mean, nobody takes account of slaves. Man sentenced to prison for standing on sidewalk informing people of their rights. Now, this is where you come in. This is where the people come in. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Big Rapids, Michigan. A former pastor will serve time in jail for a conviction of jury tampering after he was arrested and charged with a felony for handing out jury information pamphlets outside of a courthouse. And, I mean, again, you know, we go over there day after day. How far gone it is, man. I mean, just how far down the shit tube, this whole country has gone. And here we go. Another foot, 10 feet. Wood wanted people to know about their rights on a jury, so he printed out pamphlets from the Fully Informed Jury Association. We don't want fully informed jurors now, do we? Think about it. We're running an illegal jurisdiction across this goddamn country. We don't want no jurors knowing about that shit association and began passing them out at his local courthouse. By the time he could hand out 50 flyers, court officials had Wood arrested. Wood was on a public sidewalk, which should have given him additional protection. Why? Why would it? You are under an occupation. You are under a totalitarian military dictatorship. What? What's this about sidewalks? They kill people on sidewalks. Eric Garner, I think they killed that man right on a sidewalk. I watched him do it. Strangled him to death right on a sidewalk. Additional protection under free speech laws. Bite me. What free speech laws? The only free speech laws there are in the Bill of Rights, and we're at the point of where we're going to have to shoot them before that even enters the equation anymore. But he was arrested anyway. No. Wood was charged with a 5-year felony for obstructing justice and a 1-year misdemeanor for jury tampering. This week in court, Wood was found guilty of the obstruction of justice charge and sentenced to 8 weeks in jail plus 6 months of probation and additional fines by a jurisdiction that could not even talk to the man. But this guy's out there passing out jury nullification tablet. You know, he's got some idea that it's just all a big misunderstanding. No, this is a totalitarian dictatorship, my friend, Mr. Wood. You should know the common law by this point in the ballgame enough to know that you got one option left. And it has a bullet in it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
What about those men and those long black dresses that go back there and tamper with the jury and tell them they know which way they should go? What about those guys, you know, those so-called judges? They go back there, they tamper with the jury all the time. But someone like this guy who wants to show people their rights, he gets thrown in jail? I mean, this is just pure BS, man.
Well, obviously, Dion, you do not understand the social order. You see, there are different classes of people in this country. Now, you and I, we're of the slave class. And evidently, Mr. Wood, this pastor, he's of the slave class. Now, you're absolutely right. And I have watched a judge during my own trial when the verdict didn't come right back to put me in jail, man. And I watched that judge go and that district attorney walk right back there, go in that fucking jury room, stood in there, was in there about a minute, came back out, and lo and behold, the jury had come to a decision. Guilty. What do you know? That's what I'm saying here. People, I'll tell you what. Go ahead, brother.
It's like the county treasurer told me. There's a hierarchy here.
Amen, brother. Amen. Now we understand. We understand the hierarchy. We understand the slave situation. We understand that we want to get out of the slave situation. We got to shoot the hierarchy. That's what's on the agenda for today. We better do it. I mean, every day.
But here, hierarchy. They say there's a hierarchy. I mean, I thought we got out of this royalist a long time ago, 1775. I thought that's why we fought. Get out of this so-called royalty. There's no damn hierarchy. I don't know where they get that from.
Well, Flea would disagree never with you on that. Tell him, Flea.
We never left it.
No, sir, we never did. Go ahead, Flea.
Hey, what can I say? I mean, it's from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, they'll tell you there's a hierarchy. They'll tell you that you're just a goddamn plebe, a coolie, a peasant, a peon, and that they're above you, and they have authority over you, even if just because they say so. They've written it down on a piece of paper, for God's sake. What do you guys want? Here, I'll write it down for you again. You're nothing. I'm everything. I have authority over you. You can do what I tell you. Well, this is where they were back in 1775. And to the point to where the king's, well, man, we got to disarm these peasants. They're getting too goddamn uppity. They're actually thinking they own something. We're going to go disarm them. And they shot.
Hey, Henry.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
You know, your caller brings up a good point, man. Those morons in the black robes, they got more power than the President of the United States.
Well, actually, to be perfectly frank, no, they don't. They have no power over us. It is all, everything here that we're looking at is being operated under color of law, which is not law, which is actually a violation of the true law. And, I mean, people, when you talk to them about it, you're right, Mark, they'll tell you, yeah, they're just all powerful. No, they're not. They are powerful. It's like when I faced old David David Miller, the guy with the procedures. His procedures were correct. He taught me how to write a fact in the English language backwards and forwards where it could not be disputed. But like I told him, I said I had the federal rules of criminal procedure, and I had his procedures there. And I showed him his procedures. I go, see this? This is correct. It's absolutely correct. This is the common law. I threw it down in there. And I said, see this? I go, this is back with guns. 2 + 2 = 3. Bam! And I slammed the book down, and that's where we're at. Until people wake up and understand what the next move is, to shoot them. Because they've shown that they will use force to implement and enforce their illegal dictates. Plain and simple. Once you reach that point, I mean, you're talking to the wall, talking to the hand, you're talking to yourself, because they've already decided what they're going to do, and it's time for us to decide what we're going to do to them. I mean, a couple of generations ago, this would have never flown, because the people would have been shooting already, but it's been incrementalism. You look what they're doing in the schools right now. We covered an article last week about the little transgender toolkits and stuff to, you know, make... get people's mind clear out of any idea of freedom and liberty being any kind of concept that they would even relate to. I mean, you can't have freedom and liberty. That means I can go into the bathroom and look at the girls while I'm peeing. Is that what that means? Freedom and liberty? They have got it all so distorted. And like this fellow here talking about jury, you know, the jury nullification and informing the juries. Well, man, you haven't set a base for your premise. Before we can get to this point, people would have to understand what the goddamn common law is, and the fact that these goddamn courts can't even exist. This procedure this guy was trying to get the information to this jury, it can't even exist. And if you're going to allow it to exist, then you're going to take the next presumption, which is that it can inflict authority over you. We have to stop and say, yes. No. Go ahead, Mark.
You know for example, the president will say, okay, no more sanctuary cities. Sanctuary cities are illegal. And then a week later, the Ninth Circuit turns it. I mean, F you. I mean, you know, just the Ninth Circuit's an illegal court, right? I mean,
right. Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit is a court. The federal courts for the government can operate within the admiralty within that 10-mile square. That's where their jurisdiction is. The fact that they've put them out here in every district, which is we're not districts. We're supposed to be states and counties and municipalities and towns. But they've changed it in 1984. They turned everything. They got rid of all the old charters and made everything a district within a district within a District of Columbia so that they can claim that, well, the judge over there, he's a federal judge, but he's not a common law judge. He can't be. He cannot affect the people within their lives. They can't talk to us. When you became a member of the government, you gave up your, I mean, any authority, you can go back and forth with other people in the government. You can have litigation with other people in the government, but you cannot have litigation with an American national. That has to be done in the jurisdiction of the common law because it is guaranteed to the people in the Bill of Rights, in the procedures that make up the common law. It says you have a right to a common law. Just, I mean, that is a procedure conducted by the people outside of the government. And the government was never supposed to have these authorities. But they started with military bases. I mean, you talk about the 9th District. I'm sure there was it was all based in military districts when it was territories instead of states. You know, they could have a military district because there was no state formed. But even that was illegal. I mean, they couldn't touch nobody outside of the military. I mean, we were guaranteed common law. We were guaranteed the common law protections of our Bill of Rights and the jurisdictions and the procedures that kept us free. We've let that go. And I mean, like this, what this fellow's doing here, you're jumping in the middle of, I mean, in the middle of the story. You have no base for what you're doing. Of course, you want the jury, but if you even could get the jury to the point to say, well, you have the right to nullify. On what grounds would you nullify this, sir? Well, I don't know. I don't know what grounds are. You mean like the ground on my feet? You see, you'd have to understand the common law. Now, they would never let a person like me on any of their goddamn juries because in the first place, I wouldn't walk in the courthouse. It's all illegal. I can't participate. I'd be participating in a goddamn, actually, in a treacherous act if I was on a jury.
Henry,
go ahead. Go ahead.
You know, this is the sad thing about it. When you become awakened to this and when you become aware of how things really supposed to come and how things really supposed to be, you become the criminal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you understand what I'm saying? So you and I, we know what jury notification is. We know that the common law is, you know, if there's no victim, really, there's no crime. If nobody's property has been harmed or nobody has been harmed in the situation, then we know that it's not a crime that's been committed. You know, whatever you do in your own personal life is in your own personal life. And, you know, when you become aware of that, they have thrown plenty of people in jail. I heard, like, in Florida, you know, just for trying to show people about, you know, jury nullification, you know, and in this country now, when you know the law, the true real law and the common law, you have become a criminal. And that is just very sad. It's just like what you said before, man. The bottom line is, everybody out there, we are going to have to fight for our freedom regardless.
Oh, yeah.
Just the bottom line. They don't understand it. You know, we're going to have to fight for it regardless. You can go protest. You can send letters. You can talk. You can do whatever. It's going to be some bloodshed, and I hate to say that, because they will not stop. As y'all see, you can talk, you can petition, you can do whatever. It will not stop. They won't stop. We're going to have to fight.
Exactly. It'll stop when we stop it. And, you know, you're talking about no victim, no court. No jurisdiction, no court. They have no jurisdiction out here among us. Every court they've set up is an illegal court. What they are doing is they're operating as a rogue insurgency. They are making it up as they go along in total violation of our founding documents. Absolute. You can't argue it. It either says what it says or it don't. That's where that English language, you know, they've tried to distort the meaning of words and change in all these frickin' law dictionaries. But a law dictionary has no place in a common law court. It's a common dictionary, a common understanding. It's the common people. And you know, that's the bottom line is no jurisdiction, no court. I mean, how in the hell can you participate? How could you even try to inform a jury that can't exist? We have to get at the roots of this. People have to that Bill of Rights ain't that hard to understand. It's simple. It was made simple, I guess, because the people who wrote it saw this day would come. They knew this day would come. They knew that those greedy bastards coming out of Europe, those goddamn international Masonic dirty churchers were going to try and take it all. They were going to try to leave the people homeless on the continent that they had conquered. They were going to leave their progeny homeless, and they knew it. So they put it there. So in the final equation, when people were finally getting oppressed and beat down enough, they'd go, how can this be happening? I better go look and see what the hell that goddamn document says. And then you go to reading it. Well, how can that be? How can this be a true statement if this is happening to me? You look at the reality around you. This is not what I'm reading in that absolute document, the cornerstone of this goddamn country, of this sovereign nation. It just ain't there. And then, I mean, then you start going, well, I would, you know, like the Bundys, you read a little bit of the Constitution. Oh, man, somebody, this must have got lost somewhere. Somebody else, nobody's read this in 100 or 200 years. Nobody's read this little clause, but I found it in the Constitution. All I got to do is, man, if I can get in a court and whip this baby out, man, oh, they're all going to piss themselves and run away. Yes, again, because Dion's right. There's only one way these son of a bitches, these are international communists. They leave if you kill them. They don't leave anyway. You got to just put them in the goddamn ground. That's all there is to it. But here, you know, like I said, we have man sentenced to, you know, of course he's going to do some time and he'll get out and boy, he'll be, and you know, tip of the spear. I mean, at least he made some kind of national news, I guess, out of it. Here's a good one, people. White House closing down war crimes office after being accused of war crimes. Say, and you want to know how outrageous it's got? How far off the deep end? This is from Anti-Media. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is reportedly closing a decades-old office in the State Department that has helped pursue justice for victims of war crimes. The Office of Global Criminal Justice advises the Secretary of State on issues surrounding war crimes and genocide. It was established by Bill Clinton's Secretary of State, Madeleine Halfbright, a woman who barely batted an eye while overseeing the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children. I mean, something we've been saying for a long time. I mean, it's when I look at it with my eyes and I see genocide, I see people just being wiped out, executed, bombed. I mean, just like the bombing of Baghdad, when, you know, shock and awe, daisy cutters. I mean, we got to stop these people from using weapons of mass destruction by killing all their civilian population with weapons of mass destruction. And they never did do anything to us, people. It was all a lie. There was no uranium. There was nothing. But, I mean, there a genocide was perpetrated upon the people of Iraq. There can't be no question about it. Just you look at it with your eyes, that's what your eyes tell you. It's just like watching Kelly Thomas being beat to death or James Boyd being shot in the back or Eric Garner being choked to death. I seen what I seen. But no, you know, we had, I guarantee you that this Office of Global Criminal Justice was put in place, in, you know, for the Jews, you know, to pursue the goals of the Jews, to get big checks sent to the Jews who claim 6 million were killed in Germany when there wasn't 6 million Jews in all of Europe, and then turn around and Stalin, you know, the Jew with the goddamn rabbis running the gulags killed 60 million people. And nobody, that's just like what we're talking about here. I guess that doesn't rate genocide, huh? Or Mao Zedong, and the murders he committed. Oh, he's a wonderful fellow. We should try to emulate old Mao. And here it is again. You know, what they're saying here is you're committing war crimes and you got rid of your war crime investigators. Well, I guess you would, wouldn't you? Someday there's going to be a hefty price to pay for what these people, what we have allowed. Again, we talked about earlier with Dion, he was talking about, you know, it's going to stop when we stop it. Yeah, because we're allowing it. We don't, and you know, going back, try to defend yourself against this as a people. You say, they'll say, you knew this was going on. Well, yeah, we did, but man, the government was doing it and we didn't do anything. Were you armed? Well, yeah, we were armed to the goddamn teeth, the biggest army to ever exist on this planet. And you allowed this? Guilty. You're guilty. We're all guilty for allowing it because we could stop it. We could stop it tomorrow. If we're just, oh, man, everybody wants to be delivered to their liberty on a feathered bed. They want their comfort zones. Can't risk anything. Man, my life is so precious. I would send my kids into the, you know, to be sacrificed to Moloch. I would send my children that way. They, at least they won't get me. They'll just get my kids. This is what the goddamn American mentality has been reduced to, people. Disgusting. And like I said, if there was an international tribunal, I mean, if I was sitting on it, I would say, goddamn, you're guilty. America is guilty. The people are guilty. Could they have stopped it? Absolutely, easily. They outnumbered and they outgunned the people who were doing it in their name, and they allowed it. There's going to be comeuppance, people. Make no mistake about it. There will be a price to pay for our negligence and for our cowardice. And we will have it coming to us. I mean, that's a hell of a thing to say about the great America, the United States of America. What a hell of a thing to say about the United States of America, but it's true. And about the people, because it's true. It's absolutely true. Every bit of it's true. Everything I've told you is true. And you know it. And it's disgusting, and it sickens me. And sick. I mean, I used to be so proud just to be an American when I was growing up, when I was still living in that goddamn illusion. Man, it's Star Spangled Banner, when it would play, man, my heart would just thump, and I'm so proud. Now I'm disgusted. I'm sickened when I see these people coming. We're going to save the flag. Go shove it up your ass. Anyways, guys, we're coming
America,
up. We're,
don't wear the white cowboy hat no more.
I hear you, brother. We're at the top of the hour, and everybody needs to stay tuned. We have David M. Rock coming up with It's Time to Break Free. And until we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, stay tuned. That is The Word from the Trenches.